in the first warm fragrance of a new morning, somewhere to the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau in the land of San Felipe Atabapo, Venezuela. A land in the midst of a great valley with luxuriant plains roaming to the south, while to the east a vast and pleasant forest came down to meet the plain and then marched away toward the rising sun until stopped by the rugged crags of the vast mountains beyond. And here where the plains and the forest meet, Jack and Doc have come upon the hermit. A queer, bright-eyed, happy-go-lucky character, the hermit. He was small and roundish, with red apple cheeks, bald, with a fringe of fine white hair and blue, sparkling eyes. However, he denied that he was either priest or monk, and asked that he be called Jeremiah. And now, at 6 o'clock the following morning.
I see you have the camp equipment packed up. We're ready to get on our way.
That's right. Once we get a bit of breakfast down our gullets, we'll be drawing our paraphernalia and stroll of torches for the journey back and think for the tall timber.
How about me helping you with breakfast?
You'll be sitting here in your hot chair, getting out of conversation and nothing else.
Okay. Now where'd you stand back?
There's a bit of a river 100 yards or so beyond those beech trees. I sent the boys to fetch a bucket of water. Oh, Mother Duckie, he's a fine specimen of manhood.
Well, that's all right.
Not what you call river of gigantism, but a fine pair of steady eyes and the kind of bison you like to see on a man.
Now, you take care of himself under almost any circumstances.
Very well, very well.
I hope you won't mind my asking something, Jeremiah.
I don't know whether I will or whether I won't. I didn't say it.
Well, we've come an awfully long way to get to you down here. Traveled several thousand miles by plane, 100 miles in a motorboat, and then spent almost 3 weeks coming up to Caroni in an Indian war canoe.
Well, if there's anything wrong here to ride in an Indian canoe, it's all dark.
Yes, but my point is we've finally arrived and we've been with you since 8 o'clock last night, but we don't know anything more about why we're here or what's expected of us, and we did before we left Hollywood.
That's right. You both do. Hollywood, I've heard about that place. In California, if I remember right.
You say you're the hermit of San Felipe Atabapo, but we don't even know that for sure.
Oh, of course. Here's the question Jack is putting to me. He's an impatient woman, Jack Beckett. He's impatient and almost as stubborn as a certain jackass, like a Picard, was I thinking that. If he would but be reasonable now, if he would but understand that all knowledge comes to him, if he would but look and listen and ask no questions.
Well, between you and me and your precious jackass there, I don't like sticking my neck into something I don't know anything about.
Yes, I repeat that to those who seek and to those who are deserving, all things are revealed.
If you talk in terms of mysticism, yet you don't have the look of a mystic to me.
Mystic, is it? Himself, of course, is a mystic.
Hi there, Jack.
Hi.
No, that would be Doc, who turned in belatedly with our bucket of water, and just in time to sit down to breakfast some more.
Wait. Hey, if I just had myself an experiment. Here. Here's your bucket of water, Jeremiah.
You put it over on this side of the fire. If you want that jackass to get himself and be headed to it.
I saw it, Sergeant. I was over you there this morning. No kidding, no. Do they have mirages and stuff like that down in this country?
Mirages?
Yeah, you know that optical illusion stuff you get on the desk?
Oh, well, don't tell me you had an optical illusion already this morning.
I sure did have it. Or else I've seen something I don't believe.
Well, get it out of your system. What was it?
A white girl swimming in the river.
What?
Oh, Lumber Duck, Doc. You've been exercising too strenuously on an empty stomach.
Are you kidding? No, sir. She is on the other side of the river, and there was a couple of birds sitting on her arm, and when she went into the water, they kind of flew in circles around over while she was swimming. And when she got out on this side, they come down and lit on her shoulder and arms again. How far away were you?
From her?
Well, quite a ways. I couldn't really get a good look at her, but everything about it made me think she is pretty strong.
Jeremiah, what about this?
What's that? Hallucinations.
Sit down.
Both of you sit down while I serve you up some wild hog bacon and homemade flapjacks.
Hallucination, my eye. I've seen what I've seen. Yeah, even if I don't believe.
They're not telling us the truth.
Truth? What is the truth? Yes. Truth imperative. Truth is beyond the limits of man's understanding. Truth is such a dazzling spiritual form. You wouldn't be able to look upon it if you were privileged to do so.
And we didn't ask for any esoteric discussion of abstractions either.
Esoteric discussion of abstractions? Did you hear that sort of talk? As fine a mouthful of words as I've come along in many a day. It's okay, it's discussion of abstractions.
Hey.
So all the birds in the forest are holding a convention.
Yeah, a minute ago there wasn't a sheep in the whole neighborhood. And now it's coming closer, too.
What's the matter, Jeremiah? You look very happy.
May Satan take us for what is about to happen.
Hey, Jack. Jack, look. Look there at the edge of the woods. There's the girl.
What are you talking about?
The girl?
Yeah.
Surrounded by birds and birds are speaking.
Why?
She's coming this way.
What's that? She's talking to us. Matter of fact, you seem like
like anything but a wild girl.
I'm glad you said that.
But, Yolanda, who are you? How come you're here?
I am only a guide. I am here for you to test if you're required of me. Just as you are here to meet the test required of you.
Huh? Well, what's that mean?
You know that this is the land of San Felipe Acapulco. That this is the testing ground for those who would attain recognition among those in the high
test we have to perform.
The first test